It was not until 1996 that ExxonMobil closed on terms for what became known as the Sakhalin 1 project. It was an undertaking that would test the corporation's engineering prowess like no other. Hurricane winds swept the Sakhalin region each autumn, and ice packs up to 6 feet thick built up during the winter. After the spring, melting ice flows threatened to knock down any offshore oil rig in their way. Exxon decided on a plan to drill a 7-mile horizontal well from mainland Russia underneath the ocean waters. It was the only well of its kind in the world. Sakhalin 1 suggested some of the appeal of Western oil technology and engineering skill to Russia. But to make the deal on terms acceptable to Exxon, Russia's government had to set aside its innate nationalism and share oil ownership. The Sakhalin 1 deal had been made at the nadir of Russia's Boris Yeltsin era. Post-communist enthusiasm about democracy and private enterprise had yielded to disillusionment and backlash as bankers and other new Russian oligarchs seized control of former Soviet state property in corrupt transactions. During this period, ExxonMobil was one of three Western oil corporations to enter into production-sharing agreements, or PSAs, contracts that allowed for direct oil ownership by the foreign firms, and also sought to seal segregate arbitration rights in the deal from the morass of Russian law. Rex Tillerson had followed Kuntz as the lead ExxonMobil executive on Russia. He managed the Russia account from a base in Texas, flying over as necessary. Tillerson formed a friendship with the Sakhalin governor and decided to rope in a state-owned Russian oil firm as a project partner so that ExxonMobil and the Russian government would be on the same side of the table, as Tillerson put it later, if disputes over the project arose. ExxonMobil had connections with Rosneft, one of the smaller state-owned oil and gas companies, with about 10% of the country's reserves and widely regarded as a bureaucratic mess even by Russia's standards. Around 1995, Lee Raymond had met with Rosneft executives to talk about a possible acquisition of the firm. The Russian company's leaders had said they were willing to merge into Exxon and begged and pleaded to be acquired, as an executive involved recalled it. But Raymond declined because even Rosneft's leaders seemed unsure about what their company legally owned. Rosneft's participation in the Sakhalin project provided some protection, and the legal and arbitration protections in the PSA helped, but the deal remained politically vulnerable in Moscow. Delays, arguments, and disputes over environmental issues, pipeline routes, and other subjects stalked Sakhalin 1 from its inception. Under pressure, Tillerson applied the Exxon formula: no surrender. "We jacked this all the way to the top," recalled one of his colleagues. "We brought the issue up with the president, Putin, and we said, 'Look, we have got the contract signed. We are doing everything we are supposed to do. Here are the rules, and these guys don't want to follow the rules. What are you going to do about it?'" Putin offered to write out an executive order saying that Sakhalin 1 could proceed, but Tillerson refused. Putin did not have enough legal authority to satisfy ExxonMobil. Tillerson said he did not want to operate by decree, but by durable laws. Tillerson wanted to have all the T's crossed and I's dotted exactly according to Russian law and regulation, and if we couldn't get it done, then we were not going to do it, the former executive remembered. Ultimately, after Putin blew his stack at ExxonMobil's affront, the Russian president agreed. In 2001, India's largest state-owned oil company bought into the Sakhalin deal in a transaction approved by Putin, but which required ExxonMobil's acquiescence. ExxonMobil took its time reviewing the issue. At a White House meeting with President Bush, India's Prime Minister, Manmohan Singh, asked Bush to intervene. "Why don't you just tell them what to do?" Singh asked. "Nobody tells those guys what to do," Bush answered. This was the state of ExxonMobil's relations with Putin's regime when the Bush administration launched its ambitious energy diplomacy. Sakhalin had been successfully launched, but there had been a tough struggle over terms. Russia's negotiating culture of bluff and coercion seemed to suit ExxonMobil. The corporation and the country where it sought to deepen its investments had similar personality traits. ExxonMobil's executives convinced themselves that their firmness had brought Putin around on Sakhalin. This self-affirming internal narrative would shape Lee Raymond's attitude in the next round of negotiations after 2001, when the stakes would be higher. In early April 2002, Rex Tillerson arrived at the ExxonMobil terminal at Love Field in Dallas to board a jet to Moscow. Tillerson had turned 50 less than 3 weeks before. He had risen to the cusp of the top job at ExxonMobil partly on the strength of his work in Russia. The Bush administration's oil initiative placed ExxonMobil's business dealings in Russia in a new light. There was now the potential, if all went well, for ExxonMobil to acquire substantial equity oil in Russian fields, enough to make a major contribution to the corporation's daunting reserve replacement requirements. There was no other place on earth where the corporation enjoyed such full and explicit partnership with the White House in pursuit of such large oil holdings, the sort of partnership that ExxonMobil executives often claimed they neither wanted nor needed. President Bush had scheduled a visit to Moscow for May 2002 to meet with Putin and follow up on energy diplomacy, among other subjects. The administration hoped at this Moscow summit to announce new agreements between ExxonMobil and Russian oil companies, as well as between Chevron Corporation and Russian firms. They would not be large deals, but the announcements would display public evidence of momentum. Tillerson rehearsed for negotiations with Putin, role-playing with a colleague. On the eve of Bush's arrival in Moscow, Tillerson announced a $140 million contract with a Russian shipyard to upgrade one of ExxonMobil's Sakhalin production platforms. Don Evans attended the contract signing ceremony in May and declared that direct U.S. investment in the Russian oil industry would soon be increasing. A joint statement issued by Putin and Bush called out the successful advancement of the Sakhalin 1 project and drew similar attention to a Chevron pipeline agreement. Putin and Bush welcomed the implementation of more projects in the fuel and energy sector on the basis of production-sharing agreements and other frameworks. It was unusual for an American president to put his name behind a particular contract genre, but unlike in Iraq, the Bush administration had decided that American foreign policy would embrace and promote the direct ownership of Russian oil by U.S. corporations. Ambassador Vershbo cabled to Washington that the ExxonMobil signing ceremony had highlighted the importance and sanctity of ExxonMobil's investments in Russia, as well as the tangible benefits for the Russian economy of cooperation in energy. U.S. and Russian companies are negotiating a slew of new potential projects that could add more meat to the bones of this framework.